This is Christ Church. This is the site, Christ Church. Neil Runk, Senior Guide, recording. It was to be the marriage of the century, June 8th, 1834, right here in front of you at Christ Church. With Bishop William White presiding, the congregation witnessed the union of Pierce Butler and Fanny Kemble. He was the grandson of a founding father. She was the preeminent Shakespearean actress of her generation, from an English family that single-handedly had pushed acting into a respectable profession. Both were very much in love with each other, and this marriage would doubtless have endured in any ordinary time. But this was no ordinary time. This was antebellum Philadelphia, a time rife with tension and split loyalties over the issue of slavery. Philadelphia itself was divided over the issue of slavery. Christ Church reflected that division. Fanny Kemble was an abolitionist, while Pierce Butler's family had profited immensely on the backs of slave labor on plantations in Georgia and in South Carolina. This singular difference undid their marriage. The politics of an era undid their marriage. When Pierce took his wife and their children to his Georgia plantation to claim his inheritance, Fanny Kemble was left aghast by the daily cruelty she witnessed. Neither could get past or put aside each other's beliefs on slavery, each expecting the other to eventually acquiesce. Neither did. Their divorce in 1847 was a tabloid sensation. While Fanny gained nominal financial support, Pierce won custody of the children, using her acting career as evidence that she'd be an unfit mother. And sadly, her children would always side with their father on this point. But Fanny dusted herself off, her marital saga making her only more entrenched in her beliefs. In 1861, she published A Journal of a Residence on a Georgia Plantation, the most combustible book on plantation life outside of Uncle Tom's Cabin ever written. Until her death in 1893, she remained an advocate for progressive social causes, and in particular, woman's suffrage, on both sides of the Atlantic. This is but one of numerous stories held within the walls of Christ Church and its burial ground. Christ Church is open every day, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, and on Sundays, 12 to 5. Its burial ground, located at 5th and Arch, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4 p.m., and on Sundays, 12 to 4 p.m. Both sites would encourage your visit, and you are most welcome. Thank you.